Hey, it's Pastor Mike. Are you a Bible nerd like I am? Well, even if you're not, I know you're really going to love our podcast called Bible Threads with Dr. Bruce Becker. Bruce is a friend and a colleague at Time of Grace, and he's a great teacher of the Bible. In his podcast, he uncovers the threads that run through the scriptures from beginning to end, and I'm not exaggerating when he will help you dig deeper than ever before into God's Word. He's going to inspire you to live with greater confidence and joy as he does. So just search for Bible Threads wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The other day I was reading about the Navy SEALs. I love the Navy SEALs and their selection process for the Special Forces. And you hear stories about how they're in San Diego and they're on the beach and they're doing their burpees in the sand and they're doing flutter kicks and they got to carry their rafts all around. And it's utterly exhausting. And they were talking about these guys who wanted to quit and how hard it is. And they have this bell that's very famous and they ring the bell. That means you're out. The whole time, like, this psychological warfare is coming as the instructors are saying, like, you are weak and you're not going to do it. You should just quit. They made a promise to each other that they would not quit in, I think they call it an evolution, like in the midst of the training. Instead, they would wait till the end of the day when all was done. And if they still wanted to quit, they would quit. But they came up with this phrase, I'm going to quit tomorrow. I have no idea what you are going through. You and God do. But like Elijah, I imagine there are moments, because if you're like me, there's moments you just want to quit. You've kind of gotten to the end. You're burned out. And you said, I have had enough. It feels like my work is sometimes pointless. It feels like I'm not getting anywhere. Emotionally, you start to detach a little bit. So in the midst of this, Elijah had just conquered the prophets of Baal, and he's all by himself, and he's confessing this out to God. He's crying out to God, God, I'm the only one left. My work is useless. There isn't a single other believer on the whole planet. This is what God says to him. It's kind of long, so listen closely. This is 1 Kings 19, verse 15. The Lord said to him, go back the way you came and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael, king of Aram. Also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel. And anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholah to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death all who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death all who escape the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal and whose mouths have not kissed him. What is God saying to Elijah? Essentially, don't quit today. I got work for you to do. I know you could be overwhelmed. I know you got all kinds of stuff going on. You're trying to balance too many things in the air with too few hands. But God is coming to you today to say that he has a purpose for you, that he has a point for you. He has a mission for you. You might not be able to see it just yet, but I know it's there. So why don't we just quit tomorrow? Let's pray. Lord, in the midst of this tunnel of adversity, it can be pretty overwhelming. And when we are overwhelmed, when we are crushed, when we don't know where to turn, help us always turn to you. Give us the energy and give us the courage to keep going and to see clearly why we are connected to you and that our mission is connected with not only what you have made us to be, our passions, but you have put us in this planet for a reason. Help us to see that reason clearly so we can do what you've called us to do. We ask this in your name. Amen.